Closing arguments are set for tomorrow in Bill Cosby's sexual assault retrial. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. On hand at the courthouse in Norristown today, and joining me live on the line is WHYY's Bobby Allen. Bobby, what were highlights from today's final day of testimony?
So I think the big highlight in the Cosby defense is when his lawyers called this woman Margot Jackson. She worked with Andrea Constant, the main accuser here, at Temple many years ago, and you know, says that Constant confided that she always wanted to fabricate a sexual assault claim against a rich, powerful person to secure a big financial settlement. You know, defense lawyers have called Constant a con artist, and Margot Jackson was kind of the star witness in helping push that argument forward. Now, today, the defense rested kind of in a less emphatic way. They brought a number of witnesses to the stand who have been involved in Cosby's travel over the years, a pilot, a few people who worked in management and PR for Cosby, and they went over private jet logs and a number of engagements Cosby had in January 2004 as a way of suggesting that perhaps the alleged assault Constant said happened did not happen on that exact date. Now, remember, Constant has never given a precise date for the alleged assault, just a month and year, January 2004. So, you know, the defense was trying to say maybe he wasn't around when Andrea Constant said it happened. Now, prosecutors, when they cross-examined the defense witnesses on this travel issue, pointed out that the itineraries were incomplete and that there were many days that month when Cosby was at his Cheltenham mansion.
What might we anticipate in closing arguments from prosecution and defense lawyers tomorrow?
Yeah, so prosecutors are likely going to echo what they said in opening 2 weeks ago, that this, you know, this case is about trust and a powerful man betraying that trust to pursue what they called then a, quote, sadistic sexual script. And I think the jury's going to hear the defense spotlight this alleged money motive that they say Andrea Constant had, and that she's a person of questionable character. You know, I think this whole case, Dave, is going to boil down to whether juries think Andrea Constant or Bill Cosby is more trustful. Who do you trust more, Constant or Cosby? That's what really this comes down to.
One commonality with the first trial is that Cosby, again, did not take the stand. And with that, when this new jury begins deliberating, how might they see the case differently from the previous trial?
So last time, Cosby's defense was that he and Constant were mutually seeing each other. Back then, his lawyer called it a secret romantic interlude. This time's completely different. This time, the defense is focused on portraying Andrea Constant as kind of this schemer who always wanted to milk Cosby for a $3.4 million settlement she won in a civil suit. And the defense team has worked really, really hard to try to knock Constant's story off balance by saying, look, she stayed in contact with Bill Cosby after the assault. She had all these inconsistencies to police over the years, and alleging that, you know, she participated in, you know, like a pyramid scheme in order to say she's dishonest, she's desperate, don't believe her. So that's going to be the defense's push tomorrow when they deliver their closing argument.
Give us a refresher on how deliberations worked out in the previous trial.
So last time, the jury deliberated for more than 50 hours, and the judge declared after that time that they were, quote, hopelessly deadlocked. That caused a mistrial, and again, these deliberations happen behind closed doors. They're not public. Reporters are not there. It's just the 12 people, in this case, 7 men and 5 women. Last time, those discussions supposedly were pretty heated, were pretty emotional, based on interviews that I and other reporters did with some of the jurors. And we don't know how long Judge Stephen O'Neill is going to give this new jury to come up with a decision or to not agree. We just don't know. But if last year is any guide, it will, you know, it might be at least 5 days, but it might be much faster than that. Again, we just don't know.
If found guilty, what is Cosby at risk of?
Each of these charges, aggravated indecent assault, you know, holds the maximum punishment of 5 to 10 years. You know, they'll likely run on top of each other, which is called running concurrent in Pennsylvania, so perhaps 10. But if they ran consecutive, that's 30 years behind bars.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY's Bobby Allen on NewsWorks Tonight.